Welcome to Tonight in Mobile.
Hey, gang, you're rolling with rockin' Ricky Rialto, the voice of Kingston Falls, USA.
It's Tonight in Mobile.
Got my money?
Oh, yeah, I don't have it, sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. Where's my money, man?
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Engaging the people, the city, and all Port City Patriots.
It's a spot. Signal this to all decks. All weapons to full power.
All weapons to full power.
You were born a boy, you stay a boy. You were born a girl, you stay a girl.
Yes, baby! Yes, baby!
It's Tonight in Mobile with John Young.
I love this so much!
I know you do.
It's got electrolytes.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
Tonight in Mobile, presented by Neudrolix, with in-studio guests and your calls and texts. Tonight in Mobile with John Young on FM Talk 106.5.
Good evening, Port City Patriots. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I am Mr. Mobile, also known as Chocolate Thunder. Boom. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Our text and phone line is open at 251-343-0106. I want to first, before I get into saying happy birthdays and happy anniversaries, I want to introduce you guys to my friend, Greg Looney, here representing the Adam Looney Foundation. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming. We're going to let you talk about the Adam Looney Foundation and explain what you guys are doing, all right?
Yes, sir.
I want to first tell all the listeners, after I had COVID in 21, I was left with this remnant of a stutter. I can inhale, but I can't exhale, or I can exhale, but can't inhale. So you might hear me stutter. The guys aren't beating me up. They're not choking me. I'm fine. The Mad Hatter is here. If I do, he's going to resuscitate me with chest compressions, not mouth-to-mouth, right?
No, not mouth-to-mouth. Nobody gets mouth-to-mouth.
All right. Great. Great. I want to start off by saying a prayer for Cherish Lombard. She just announced on Facebook today she's dealing with lymphoma cancer. Cherish has been a proponent of Men United Against Violence, one of the most sweet ladies I know. She's been a big help. So just a few seconds, Lord, Heavenly Father, God Almighty, please heal her body and bring her back to us. You are in control and only you can do it. Get well soon, Cherish. My friends, Todd and Marie Morrison, they've been a big supporter of my show. Their 14-year-old dog, Dusty, is in the final stages of life. Just remember them. I don't have any pets, but I know people who care about their pets like children. So if you will, keep them in your heart also. Happy anniversary to Mr. and Ms. Charles Bagsby. Chuck D and I have been friends for a while. They've been married 10 years. Happy anniversary to my friend Eugene, Mr. and Ms. Eugene Gino Evans. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary, I believe. I want to give a rest in peace to Tom Papa Cass Kasmarchek. He started me in my police career in 91 when I went to the Grand Bay Sheriff's Auxiliary. He, a fine man, 200 pounds of old man, like he used to tell me. It would be sorely missed. He had a direct impact on my life and my career. Happy birthday to my god sister-in-law. She's married to my god brother, Reggie. Happy birthday to Tamika Henderson. Happy birthday to Nate Pryor's daughter, Morgan. I have to say thank you to Jennifer and Chris Levy and Kristen. They did an excellent job. We talked to you guys about buying clothes for the kids. We got the money, and they did all the shopping. Jennifer and Kristen did all the shopping. They are warriors. Next week's program is going to be dedicated talking about the event that is this Wednesday, or this Saturday, the 30th. And we'll let you know how everything goes. Happy birthday to my great niece, Maya. She turned 10. I have to say thank you to Brastine Gillespie at Eddie's Pawn Shop. Took me to lunch, had a great lunch. My sponsors don't need me. I need them. They keep me on the air. They've been around forever. But because they care about our message, they support me. Happy birthday to Willie Singletary, the son of one of my good buddies from my Pritchard Police days, John Singletary. I already said Christina McKenna. Who am I leaving off? That's everybody. If there's someone you want to say happy birthday to, Greg?
No.
Happy anniversary?
No.
All right.
Good.
All right. Well, let's get into talking about the Adam Looney Foundation. What is it, why, and how long?
So Adam was my son. He was a 2008 graduate of Baker High School. and was a soccer player, fell in love with the sport, and went on after high school and to become a coach. His first high school job was at Satsuma. That was a failing program. They were considering canceling it. They picked him up. He brought in new kids, recruited the program up, and got them competitive. His second season, had a winning season there. At the time, his wife was working for Daphne High School. And
his wife, Jordan.
Jordan. Right. And he wanted to, that was his goal. He wanted to work, he wanted to coach at Daphne. And the call came, and so he accepted that job and took them to the state semifinals. And turned that program around pretty much, too. In 2018, he was the head coach at Daphne, at Satsuma at the time. At 2018, he was diagnosed with neuroendocrine cancer in his liver and spine. And for 4 years, we fought it. We went, after Mobile, we ran out of options here. We went to Ochsner's in New Orleans. And so in October of 22. We lost him to his healing, I like to say. But Adam had a dream, and he wanted to help kids play, at the time, soccer that couldn't afford. Family was struggling for whatever reason and couldn't pay the fees. And high school fees now are pricey to play sports. So 4 days before he passed away, we had a just an all-day conversation with each other. And he said, when I get better, he never felt like he wasn't going to beat it. He said, I need you to help me figure out a way that we can get these kids involved in sports. And so after he passed away, October the 13th of 22, we started immediately trying to figure out how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so the Adam Looney Foundation, October of 23, was born. So we're less than 2 years old, and that's what we do. We pay the fees for kids that want to play any high school sports or park any organized sport.
At school or a park, it
doesn't exactly
matter.
Right. That's right.
How many kids do you think you've helped?
In 2 years, we've probably helped 25 to 30 kids in the Mobile and Baldwin County area. And we're always looking for kids. You know, there's two things we're constantly looking for. We're looking for kids to help, and we're looking for sponsors to help us.
Well, tell us how we can sponsor. Give us the information of where we can send money to, the Port City Patriots. And this is why I brought on Family of the Fallen last week, and I brought you on today because we need to donate our money locally.
That's right.
We need to donate our money where it stays in Mobile, not to corporations that have $1 million salaries.
That's right.
We need to donate it locally. So
right.
Where can people send their money?
So our website is adamlooneyfoundation.org, and we can go through PayPal, which is alfoundation@att.net. We have a Venmo address at Adams Foundation, but all that information is on the website, adamlooneyfoundation.org. We're also on Facebook, Adam Looney Foundation.
Now, are these tax deductible? Correct?
Absolutely. We're our 501c3. You know, when we started that process, all we heard was how expensive it was to start a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And so we had an attorney come on board, said, I want to help. Next thing you know, a CPA stepping up. They helped us, and we got this thing going. And so we are a 501c3 recognized by the IRS, so all donations are tax deductible.
Tell me about your last, I think you did something with A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, we set up a booth at his camp. We've worked with A.J. the last couple of years and to help those kids, and we've sponsored some kids that have been through that camp. The last year we probably sponsored five or six kids that were at that camp that were wanting to play sports, and one of the coolest stories is we've got a kid with autism that's playing park football, and since he's been playing, his family couldn't afford the fees, we stepped in, sponsored the kid, got him playing, and his dad stays in touch with me regularly telling me how much it has changed that kid's life.
What would Adam say if he could speak to you right now about what you're doing?
Well, he would be proud, but I think he would be a bit blown away by the help that we've been able to give these kids. I mean, I think it's gotten bigger already than he dreamed of. So.
Right. And so ain't no stopping us now.
No, we're just getting the ball rolling. We're not letting up.
So, folks, go to the website, go to Facebook, Port City Patriots, reach out. These are the organizations we should donate our money to. We should not donate to any organization that has a CEO making $1 million. You know, we need the Adam Looney Foundation to take off just like the Family of the Fallen. I guess we're on about 30 seconds before he gave me the one-finger salute. Who do you want to say goodnight to?
Oh, just everybody, all our supporters. Just thank y'all, the people that have been behind us. We got some great support, and we want to thank those people and the ones that are listening that want to help. Thank you for considering it, and you can reach out to me through Facebook. If you want to talk to me personally, I'll be glad to call you.
Thank you, brother. We're coming up on our first break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, 2 seconds.
If I eat a little kid, sticks his finger in my plate, I'll be signing autographs for 3 months.
Welcome back, Port City Patriots, to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm Mr. Mobile. I explained before the break in the first segment that my COVID remnant is the stutter that you hear. I'm fine. I don't hurt or anything. The Mad Hatter's not going to let me die, but
that's right.
Don't worry about
chest
me.
Compressions. Right, chest compressions only.
It will have. Thank you. Right. It'll clear up in a few days. It's terrible on radio to have a stutter, you know, but it's what I'm dealing with. It's text and phone line. It's 251-343-0106. Tonight, we finish up with our family education, employment, and discipline. Tonight is discipline. Right? So discipline is the practice of training people to obey rules or a code of behavior using punishment to correct disobedience, or a branch of knowledge, typically one studied in higher education. The discipline I'm talking about is the discipline that it takes to be a positive contributing member of society. The family portion is not having children until you're married and can provide for them. Education is at least graduating high school. Employment is finding a job to provide for you and your family, and the discipline is to do that every day. It does. It takes a lot of effort. I always talk about my dad and my brothers. It took a lot of effort for my dad, who integrated Scott Paper Company, to go and be threatened every day. It took discipline to not lose his job by fighting randomly. It took discipline to get up knowing what he's going to confront. And that's the type of desire we must implement in our young people again. It takes discipline. Going to the gym at my age, I was talking to my brother earlier. You know, we're both 54, and it's not as easy as it used to be to go pick up weights and throw things down. It's not as easy. My knees and hips hurt, but I have to go. So discipline is just knowing that you have to do it and then making yourself do it. You cannot attain the job, the six-figure job, the big house on the big side of town without the discipline required to work 50 or 60 hours a week, to get up when you want to stay down. So it's not just in employment, it's in life. You didn't make the team this time, but you improve and work harder so the next time. Or if you're on the team and you didn't start, you have to be disciplined to improve where your failures are so you can get on the field. Same thing with employment. My personal story is I didn't promote one time, and I didn't like how the list turned out. I thought I was better than a few people, and I realized I didn't have a college degree. So I immediately enrolled online and attained my associate's degree to help me. The discipline it takes to realize my failures and what I need to do. Because life isn't fair. There's no such thing as a fair life. Everyone's going to have problems. You just have to have a solution for it, right, Hatter? You have to have a plan. You've not always been the first or always the winner, but you've gotten up every time.
You got to keep trying the one thing after another until you find out what works and keeps on working.
And doing that every day.
Yes.
You know, life is not easy. And I think something we failed our children and our children as a whole of society is we don't want them to suffer. We don't want, and I don't mean suffer starvation or being bombed or shot. I mean suffer loss. We don't want them to feel that pain of being told no or cut. And so we make excuses for it. But if they never fall down, how can they learn to get up? Discipline can also be described as just being consistent. Consistency is an example or synonymous with discipline. I mentioned going to the gym. It's a lot harder now for me. It's a long story, but Bob knows what I'm talking about. Kirk, too. But we're getting Drew Forward ready for a fight in Southern Hands. What do we got on the text
Street
line?
Street Jesus is checking in.
Street Jesus is checking in. When you guys go to Neudrolics, ask for Street Jesus. You have to. You got to see him to believe him. but we have to get up and go. Forward is 44 years old. He's fighting guys 20 years younger than he is. And we have to go to the gym. We don't have the option. Being consistent in reading the Bible, being consistent in prayer, being consistent in reading educational books, that's discipline, doing it even when you don't want to. It's like, you know, characters doing things when people aren't around and can't see, but discipline is being consistent in doing it even when you don't want to. And that's what builds stronger young men and young women.
And reading physical books trains your mind to concentrate. It's the way in which the shimmering pixels on a computer or phone screen cannot do. In fact, they break your concentration. And because I've tested it on myself, I'll be on the internet and then I'll try to read a book and suddenly I can't concentrate on the words on the page, even though I was just reading words sending a text.
That makes sense, because when you have a physical book, the only thing that are there are the words. Mm-hmm. You can't scroll to the next page. I'm bored with this. You're not getting instant refresh and refeed. So the discipline involved in that, it takes us doing over and over and over again. Desire without discipline is delusion. Yeah, same. We have so many kids now that want the material life, but they don't have the discipline to do it. They want it instantly. They don't want to work long hours or a job they don't like. You know, they want to go sell dope or break into a car or something. And so that's undisciplined. And we as a society have to correct that behavior. It starts at home. Everything we say starts at home. And it takes fathers to teach discipline. Moms are the softies. Fathers teach discipline. The hard part, the hard no, the I don't want to do this is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. And this, when we do that, kids are less likely to be violent. They're less likely to just, we're the second week of school already and kids are being suspended from school. 2 weeks. How have you made enemies 2 weeks in school that you, my Lord, you don't even remember your locker combination. You know, you haven't memorized your classes. You're still reading your course instruction. But because we're dealing with such an undisciplined society or an undisciplined kids, they're fighting at football games. Football teams are fighting. Football and boxing are the two sports you don't ever have to get mad about. You can wait and get even. You don't have to fist fight in a football game. Remember his number and go find him later on. But that takes discipline. And discipline takes the willingness to be consistent and say, I have to improve. It's conditioning the body. It's conditioning the mind that even when it hurts, I'm going to continue forward. When I was an instructor at our police academy, we preached that. Chuck D and I preached that. You're going to get out of this what you put into it. You can cry and stand back if you want, but you're not going to be any better. So you have to show up and train every day. When we were training, me, Bob, Kirk, CD, we're training, and Jeff. Jeff and Angela Shastman, hey guys, we got at it. There were not any mornings, we get there about 5, there were not any mornings that we left saying I could do more. And I was the chief one to vomit and carry on. But we voluntarily did that. So the 2-minute salute, I have to get into Eddie's Wholesale Jewelry and Pawn. 266 East I-65 Service Road, 251-479-4653. That's gold. Go by, see Ed, Sandra, Braxton, JJ, Dean, Carson, Emma, Juanita, Becky, and Dolly. They have everything you need there. Electronics, power tools, jewelry, firearms. They do everything but hair there. So you can't go there and get a weave. But you can go there and rub Braxton's beard and get a hug from JJ. Tell them... Chocolate Thunder sent you, and they'll give you a boom. And my other is the YRGC, the Youth Reach Gulf Coast. It's a Christ-centered residential home for young men age 18 to 22. It is located in Somerdale, Alabama, on an 81-acre campus. They offer a year-long minimum full-service opportunity at no cost to the men or their families. At YRGC, Young men ages 18 to 22 and staff families live, work, and enjoy life together. The community provides a healthy, stable environment for residents to know hope and be restored. Please visit their website at yrgc.org. I got to say thanks to Trip Pittman, Alabama Injury Pain Clinic, Neudrolics, Eddie's Pawn Shop. Like I've said before, they don't need me. They've been around for decades. But they are supporting me so I remain on air, promoting the message that they agree with. And I'm forever grateful to them for that. The thing about being on radio, Mad Hatter, a lot of people don't understand is there are a lot of rules that go along with this thing.
Sure.
I cannot say what I want to say. You told me one of my favorite phrases I'm no longer allowed to say. And if you guys know me, it begins with a T. And the first word begins with a T, and the second word begins with a W. But we have rules to go by, FCC rules. But I am so grateful for everyone that's sticking up for us. We're coming back after our break. Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys. Welcome back to Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. You guys just don't understand. When the Mad Hatter and I are off air, this is not eloquent. We're not sitting here talking about bourbons and pipe tobacco. We're talking about men stuff, nuclear weapons and 50,000-ton bombs and, you know, and the need to read. And because we're both sort of nerds and sci-fi addicts. Yeah, you know, we are. So we have very... I'm glad they're not live streaming our off-air conversations.
That's what you're saying about the mega. There's like, you know, since the 70s and 80s, there have been like 50 megaton yield ground burst missiles that NORAD's not safe. It could peel open NORAD like a tin can.
Right.
Those weapons exist. There is no bunker deep enough or strong, no 16-foot titanium door that won't be disintegrated by the blast.
And this conversation began with us saying the need to have paper copy books.
Save information.
Saving
even
information.
Computers. In an out-of-the-way bunker that nobody thinks of hitting, and it's safe enough, you know, from anything but almost a direct hit.
Right.
Like NORAD, if it's not directly hit, it would still be safe. All the information contained in there would still be safe. There's, you have to hit it. It's like, oh, we got that 20 megaton missile. Yeah, but you got to actually hit the target.
Right, right. So that's what our conversation was. We got from discipline of reading all the way to that.
Discipline of saving information.
I don't know, man. You know, when you have a highly intelligent person like the Mad Hatter, it just can go in any direction at any time. There are three types of discipline. The first is preventive discipline. These are measures taken to preempt misbehavior by keeping students engaged. They used to say an idle mind is a devil's workshop. And I remember being at Orchard or even Palmer Pillins that we always had what they would call busy work. You know, even in elementary school, it'd be work on your alphabet or do these times table on the board. And
yes.
The teacher would walk out and probably go to the teacher's lounge and smoke a cigarette. And then, you know, and even in high school, is read pages 12 through 24 and I'll be back. But if we keep the mind engaged, then there is less likelihood of trouble. And that's what we have to do with kids. Now, this should begin in home. It's not the government's responsibility to give your child something to do. My parents gave us things to do, chores, go rake the yard, you know, go clean the pool, do laundry, fold clothes. It was always something. They kept us engaged, and that taught discipline. The second taught is supportive discipline, which measures are taken to assist students with self-control by helping them get back to task. Just reminding them, be quiet, open up your – here's the order when you came into class. Open up your – take your seat, open up your social studies textbook, your notebook, and be quiet. You give the structure to develop that discipline, and that begins at home also. On the weekends, we're cutting grass this weekend. We're raking the yard this weekend. We're picking up sticks. So we give that young mind the structure to get used to doing something with themselves, giving them things to do. And the third is corrective discipline. Measures taken when students are not following school. And this used to, it used to be called corporal punishment. I don't even know if we're allowed to say that phrase anymore, because I don't know if we're paddling students anymore. But after you didn't listen the first time and you wouldn't do it the second time, there was something behind it. Same thing with parenting. You give them a couple of chances to do it, and then you have to correct that behavior. You cannot tolerate insolence or disobedience or the lack of discipline to do what you're told to do consistent. And that's what we're facing with so much. You only have to look at the pictures or the videos online to realize we have a real discipline problem with our kids. Look at the fights on the carnival cruise. Look at the fights and around here at establishments, in the mall, at football games, places that there should be an absolute desire to be on your best behavior. Well, these kids lack discipline. And if we aren't on our jobs as adults enforcing that discipline, then this is the result. We have disruly, insubordinate, immoral, rude children. And I tie all this into us trying to decrease crime, because if children are given a framework of what to do, when to do, how to do, they are less likely to do wrong when you're not around. And that's just the truth. And I know I talk a lot about Hillsdale and my family, and I know everyone didn't grow up the way I did. But the commonality between how I grew up and how many others grew up was the same. Sean Action Man Sullivan and I always say that if our daddies had swapped us at birth, we would have been raised the exact same. He might have been a cop and I might have been the radio show host, you know, full time. But the discipline, the emphasis on family, the emphasis on education and employment were the exact same. So, folks, we don't deal with a color issue. We deal with a culture issue. We deal with what do we hold important. If we are saying that you don't have to be disciplined, you don't have to shut up when you go into a movie theater, you don't have to be polite, you don't have to show up to work on time, you don't have to do your job when you're there, then we are teaching kids and young people to not follow rules. And that means undisciplined. Now we have a brute beast society. We have a violent society when my self-gratification matters more than anything else. I will pull out a gun and begin shooting at a crowded park. I will pull out a gun and begin shooting in a public mall. I will not conform to shutting up when I'm in the movie, and I will be rude whenever I want. That's what we have to get away from and begin saying that the need to be consistent in our public behavior with one another. And only we can do that, Port City Patriots. The meaning of discipline in Scripture is training. In other passages of Scripture, the word is used in reference to a father training his children or training in righteousness, or in context of God training his children. The writer of Hebrews is saying that God is a loving God, but whom he loves, he corrects.
Yes.
That's discipline. Raise up a child in the way so that when he grows old, he will remember it. And we haven't always been like this, man. We've strayed off the path. But because we were taught the right way, we came back to righteousness. And that's what we have to remember to teach our children, the consistent correction. Discipline can also be called correction. Not just paddling you, but also at a point that I can't whoop you anymore. I can tell you, son, don't do that. That's a bad idea. Or you tell your buddy, don't drink that bottle of Jägermeister. That's a terrible idea. Don't, you know, that's correction. And that's what we have to get back to. That is our responsibility. And every adult has that responsibility. Every adult has to, we have to discipline one another.
Yes.
We have to correct one another. They say iron sharpens iron.
That's it.
And so we shouldn't only look at discipline as bad or physical, but we have to look at it as correction. And if we want our young people to live more nonviolent lives and be more fruitful, then we have to be prepared to correct them and teach consistency. Greg was here earlier talking about the Adam Looney Foundation, and Adam played soccer. But Adam was good at it because he was consistent in his soccer game and preparation. And now Greg is being consistent and keeping that on. He must always continue talking about it. It's part of life.
Yeah.
Family, education, employment, and discipline is what we need in the Port City to have a civilized society. And we can make excuses for bad behavior. Oh, he didn't have a daddy, and he lived on this side of town. I got the peace symbol. It's 2 minutes. He didn't grow up in this side of town. It's not his fault. No, accountability is a part of discipline also. Discipline, and also is raising your hand and saying, my bad, I was wrong.
Because reality does not care about your simulations.
At
all. You can talk about the Matrix all you want, but when an avalanche comes tumbling down when you're driving along a mountain road, you can think about matrixes and simulations and holographic universes for the next 5 seconds until that avalanche wipes you clean.
Thomas Sowell said, repetition does not replace facts.
Right.
You know, so repeating something over and over doesn't make it right. And so this is the society that I am saying that we can have if we do these things. And discipline is a very important part of it. Consistency is a very important part of it. Drive and desire are a very important part of it. And we need to start teaching that. There's the one finger salute. We're coming up on our final break. I encourage you all to check out the Adam Looney Foundation.org, PayPal at alfoundation@att.net, Venmo at Adams Foundation. Keep our money local, Mobile. Mm-hmm. I know everyone wants to donate to something. Don't give your money to these panhandling vagrants out here. Give that money to the Adam Looney Foundation, and so they can pour back into kids that are trying to do better, like the Kingdom Knights event. Man, I can't say enough about Kristen and Jennifer for doing the shopping. We got clothes for all the kids we're giving them to. But we're only giving them clothes if they get a haircut, Mad Hatter. It's not you can get everything. No, you have to come in and get a neat haircut and look like a young man, and then we'll dress you like a young man. That's the discipline we are enacting. Coming up on our break, last break, we'll be back tonight at Mobile with Mr. Mobile. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We are back tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile. This is our final 8 minutes. I want to say thank you again to Lamar Signs. That group, they're just incredible. They've helped us with Man United so much, and a locally owned business. Mm-hmm. They help us out all the time. Rest in peace, Papa Cass. He had a direct influence on my career. And folks, keep Cherish Lombard in your prayers, and also keep Todd and Marie and your prayers. The Dusty is that their dog is dying. Yeah. The text and phone lines is 251-343-0106. Yes, I am stuttering, but I'm fine. This is a remnant from COVID. It's frustrating. I hate it. I'm normally able to just flow with my words, and I can't even sing karaoke under these conditions. It would sound like I'm singing Barry White. At the same time, I'm what was the Southern comedian name that studied all the Mel Gillis? I'm yes. Mel Gillis trying to sing Barry White. It just wouldn't sound right. I lose that contest. But we spent this night talking about the fourth part of a strong foundation for children, family, education, employment, and discipline. And Port City Patriots, we know this is the case. We know it worked before. We know it will work again. Programs, there are dozens at least of programs that are giving money and help, physical support, and everyone needs that. But without a strong family life that endorses graduating high school, getting a job, and doing that every day, these organizations that are trying to help kids or poor kids, or even my organization, I'm a member of Men United Against Violence, and we are encouraging family. That's our perspective. Fathers, marry your marry before you make children. If people aren't doing that, it doesn't matter how much money, how many trillions of dollars have been given to civic organizations, how many millions of dollars have been given to civic organizations in the city of Mobile. You know, and because if we don't put the emphasis on the family, then it doesn't change. We have to change the core values and get them back to what we know works. I'm not speaking as a hypocrite. I've made a couple of mistakes in my life, and well, a couple of dozen mistakes in my life. But because I learned to do better, I'm now teaching people to do better. Don't do what I did. Don't make the mistakes I made. Don't go down that path. Listen to my correction. You know, that's part of the duty of man is to, you know, I didn't know my grandmother played basketball in high school until after she passed and was talking to my dad. That wasn't a bad thing, but there's just some things we weren't told. And that's part of being an adult. Everything isn't for children's ears. You know, it's not that important. So we have to draw a line in between juvenile and mature behavior. We have to, as adults, say that this is more important than that and get back to what we know worked. 50 years ago, these issues were minimal. I'm not going to say they did not exist. We've always had some degree of violence, but it was minimized because family core values were what I've named, and then add into that, don't embarrass the family. If nothing else, don't embarrass the family. So, Patriots, Port City Patriots, let's get back to what we know. It's the right thing to do. Let's say that we're not tolerating this any longer. Let's be involved in our PTA meetings. Sure. Let's be involved in our neighborhood watch meetings and turn this thing around. You shouldn't be afraid or watching your back going through the mall or going to the movies or the bowling alley or going downtown. I don't go downtown anymore. I've aged out of that program. But for people who want to go down and just hang out with their friends and have a few beers, they should be able to do that without the fear of being injured or harmed because some kids can't control their temper or some parent hasn't raised their children. Get back in their lives and be that disciplinarian, be what they need to be. And I make this plea every week on the show. I tie everything in to the Men United Against Violence. And I talk about, even in my career, I would like some of you guys, if you could ever have conversations with the juvenile detectives on the police department and hear what they have to deal with often. And not, you know, and you'll see how deep our family issues are, yeah. How real they are. Yeah. You know, you guys only see the big juvenile crimes. But every day there are issues with juveniles, Mad Hatter. Every day there are young people committing assaults, committing thefts that don't make the news. Every day there's an issue at some high school. And it wasn't always the same. These used to be the exception. Now they are the rules. And it's up to us to tell the truth about it. It's up to us to say that the Port City is my city. I love my city. I love my family. And it starts there, right?
It does.
And that's what we have to get to. Tomorrow is an important day. And our city. The elections are real, are a reality tomorrow. And I have so often been shocked and disappointed by people who know more about national politicians who aren't even in our state, more so than they know about local politics, up to and including who their council representative is or who their state representative are. Port City, we need to be more serious about what affects us locally and immediately. Yes, we pay federal taxes, state taxes. Yes, I think we're overtaxed, but your city taxes have an immediate impact on your life. Immediate. The people who we vote for tomorrow will affect our lives every day for the next 4 years. You need to be involved in it. You have to have an interest in who you vote for and educate yourself for who's going to make your life better. We cheer for federal politicians as if we're cheering for a football team, when these people, you never have an opportunity. Even if you met them, it'd be in a sanitized environment where you stand there and take a picture, but they'll never invite you to their house for dinner. Local politicians, you are more likely to run into at a restaurant, at a movie, or at an event. And you need to know who they are. So let's get involved. I think voter turnout and for Mobile is dismal. I think maybe 20-25% of the voters turn out. And that is a failure on our part of not taking our local politics seriously. We should know more about our local politicians who give us the tax laws, local tax laws, who pave our streets, who cut the grass at our parks, who have an influence in our day-to-day life. So with 1 minute remaining, get involved right now. Learn about who's in your district. Learn about who's running for state government. Send them questions. Ask them what their ideas are. Do not vote on the color of your skin, ethnicity, party affiliation, or because my dad did. Vote for your self-interest, Port City Patriots. Vote for the best candidate for your life.
Yeah.
That's what you have to do, because the next 4 years in Mobile are crucial.
Yes.
The status of everything is on us. So when you go to the polls tomorrow, make sure you are voting for who you want to vote for and not for who someone told you to vote for, or because they look like you, or because their kids go to school with your kids. Make sure you vote, because when the curtains close, no one knows who you cast your vote for. Vote tomorrow. Vote always. Signing off. Tonight on Mobile with Mr. Mobile. I'm sorry about my stuttering. I wish I could do something about it. But I love my family. I love my city. We'll see you next week. Good night.